بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today inshallah we will continue with the classes regarding treatment of anxiety, and we are learning about the belief in Allah's decree. And inshallah we are learning about the will of Allah. Inshallah today we will continue to learn about the third aspect of the belief in Allah's decree, which is the will. We already learned that Allah's will is unlimited, profound and all comprehensive. We already learned the following Quranic rules regarding the will of Allah. Number one, Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah can do everything. Number two, Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar. We have created everything in due measure. Number three, Wama amruna illa wahidatan kalamhim bilbasar. Our command is but once, like the twinkling of an eye. And also we learned بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. And when Allah intends a thing, he says be and it is. Actually, these are the rules related to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah today we will learn about the relation between Allah's will and guidance. Let us start by learning about the greatest dua in the Holy Quran, because when we will learn about that greatest dua in the Holy Quran, we will actually appreciate the importance of guidance in our life, and inshallah we will learn the relation between guidance and Allah's will. Let us learn about what is the greatest dua in the Holy Quran. The greatest dua in the Holy Quran is in Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah number 1 and verse number 6. Allah is saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim, guide us to the right path. This is the greatest dua in the Holy Quran, guide us to the right path. So the question is, why this is the greatest dua? The answer is that this dua is mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening of the Holy Quran, actually is the surah, that is to say the chapter of the Holy Quran, which we are commanded to recite 17 times in every day and night in the obligatory prayers. That is to say, in order for our prayer, that is to say salah, to be accepted, we must recite Surah Al-Fatiha in every rak'ah. And in Surah Al-Fatiha we say Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim, guide us to the right path. So this is the proof that we are commanded to call on Allah at least 17 times per day to ask him to guide us to the right path. That is to say verse number 6 from Surah Al-Fatiha. Accordingly, Surah Al-Fatiha is a must in every salah, in every prayer, and without it our prayer is not complete. So this is the proof that asking Allah to guide us to the right path is a command from Allah 17 times per day. As our prayer, inshallah, to be accepted, we must recite Surah Al-Fatiha, which includes that dua, guide us to the right path. So calling on Allah for guidance is the greatest dua in the Holy Quran, because number one, this dua is part of Surah Al-Fatiha, which is a must for every rak'ah of every prayer to be accepted. Number two, we must know that guidance is actually guidance to the right path, guarantees man the happiness in this world and in the hereafter. That is to say, if you are looking for happiness in this life and in the hereafter, you must know that the way to happiness is guidance. Actually, when Allah guides you, this means that Allah guides your nature, your desires, and your inspirations towards Allah's obedience. The straight path is the belief in Allah and following His commands. So we are calling 17 times on Allah, by the command on Allah, in our prayers to guide us to the straight path, that is to say, to guide us to the belief in Allah and to obey His commands. When we will believe in Allah and we have the intention to obey His commands, this means that we are living our life according to the rules of Allah, and actually this is the way of happiness in this life and in the hereafter. Let us now try to realize that guidance is the way of happiness in this worldly life. For example, if we have wealth and we have guidance with the wealth, this means that we will earn our money from a halal way, from a legal way, because we have the guidance. If we have the guidance, this means that we are believing in Allah and obeying His commands, and Allah commanded us to earn our wealth or our money only from halal ways. So when you have guidance, you will be all the time looking for money or for wealth or for provision to have it only from the halal way. And if you have your provision from the halal way, inshallah, this will be a blessed provision. So in order for your provision, for your money, for your wealth to be inshallah blessed, you must have the guidance, because you will earn it from legal ways, from it will be a legal earning, and you will spend it in halal spending, that is to say legal spending. This means that inshallah your spending is blessed, and inshallah Allah will reward you. This means that you will never earn haram or illegal money, and all the time you will be living your life with legal money or halal money, which Allah likes, and Allah always blesses this money. And also when you spend, you will not spend your money on for example buying wine or in gambling or in riba. You will be all the time spending your money according to the rules of Allah. And also when you will have guidance regarding your wealth or money, you will be all the time trying to save some money to spend it for the sake of Allah. And this money, actually the money which is spent for Allah's sake, equals good deeds. Accordingly, guidance is a very essential factor for your wealth or money to be considered as a blessing in this worldly life. Otherwise, if you have wealth and you don't have guidance, you will all the time try to increase your wealth through earning from illegal ways, and you will spend your money in illegal ways, and all the time your wealth will be actually a source or a way for you to be following the wrong path in this life. You will have a lot of money and you will drink and you will play cards and you will be having the gambling. You will go to wrong places, whatever, because there is no guidance. So regarding guidance and wealth, guidance is the most important factor for your wealth to be blessed, inshallah. Now let us learn about marriage and guidance. Actually, you must know that your marriage will be a blessed marriage when you will have the guidance in your marriage. For example, when number one, you choose your spouse according to the rules of Allah. Allah the Almighty taught us on the tongue of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah send His blessings and peace on him, Allah taught us that, or Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught us that when someone is looking for a spouse, that is to say a man is looking for a wife, he must actually choose the one whom she is following the rules of Allah. He is commanded, the believer in this worldly life is commanded to choose a wife who is believing in the Holy Quran, following the rules of Allah, actually appreciating marriage as a form of worshipping Allah the Almighty, as an act of worship. Accordingly, this is how, when the believer is guided, how he will choose his wife. Also, for the if any girl is looking for marriage, she will actually choose the one who is a true believer and also obeying the commands of Allah, that is to say living his life according to the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Accordingly, both of them will live their marriage as an act of worship. That is to say, marriage will be a bond of love and mercy and compassion. Accordingly, they will be rewarded for their marriage because Allah the Almighty is rewarding us for any act which we have the intention that we are doing this act in obedience to the rules of Allah the Almighty. So guidance is the most important factor for marriage to be a blessed marriage and to be a successful marriage, and a marriage which is actually the source of tranquility, peace and happiness. Regarding the kids, if you are looking and inshallah you want to have kids, you must know that guidance is the most important for your kids to be actually living this worldly life following the right path. That is to say, if you are looking for kids, you must actually ask Allah for the kids whom they are a source of blessing in this life. That is to say, a source of happiness for their parents, as they are the kids whom they are treating their parents according to the rules of Allah, with respect, with love, and they are taking care of them, and actually they are following all the commands of Allah, living their life following the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Accordingly, for the kids, the most important factor for them to be a source of happiness for themselves and for their families is that they must have the guidance. Now, regarding our health, if you are looking for a good health, you must have guidance with your health. This means that you will avoid whatever can cause damage or harm for your health. You will avoid smoking, you will avoid drinking, you will avoid too much eating, because all of these things are sources of harm for your health. Accordingly, guidance is the most important factor for your health to be a good health. In conclusion, guidance is the guarantee of happiness in this world. And actually, every one of us must believe in this fact and must look around and be sure that only those whom they are guided are actually the ones whom they are living their life in the best way, because they are getting the benefits of all the blessings of Allah. They are getting the benefit of their health, the benefits of their kids, the benefit of their marriage, and the benefit of their wealth, because they have the guidance and they are actually living their life following the right path. Now, regarding the importance of guidance as a way of the paradise, actually, we must know that Allah the Almighty mentioned in many verses of the Holy Quran that those whom they believe in Allah and they do the good deeds, that is to say, those whom they are guided, actually are the ones whom Allah is preparing for them the paradise as their final destination. Let us recite now from Surah number 40, verse number 40, in order to be sure that if you are a true believer and you are doing the good deeds, that is to say you are guided, inshallah the final destination is the paradise. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Man amila sayyatan fala yujza illa mithlaha wa man amila salihan min zakarin aw unsa wa huwa mu'minun fa ulaika yadkhuluna al-jannata yurzaquna fiha bighayri hisab. Whosoever does an evil deed will not be requited except the like thereof, and whosoever does a righteous deed, whether male or female, and he is a true believer, Allah will make for him the paradise as their final destination, and they will be provided therein with all things in abundance without limit. Allah the Almighty is clarifying that for those whom they are the true believers and they are doing the good deeds, that is to say the guided believers, Allah is preparing for them the paradise, where inside the paradise they will be provided without limits. If we try to reflect on this fact, we will be sure that guidance is the most important blessing in this life for every believer, because Allah is clarifying that if you are guided, you are a believer doing the good deeds, you will be actually having the paradise as your final destination, and you will be provided without limit. And this is actually the best gift which Allah is preparing for those whom they are guided. So it is clear from all what we learn now that guidance is the best blessing in this life, and every one of us must be looking for it, and actually the supplication or the dua, guide us to the right path, is actually the greatest dua in the Holy Quran. So now let us have our time in order to learn about the relation between guidance and Allah's will and man's will. We will recite now from the verses of the Holy Quran in order to know a very important fact and a very important Quranic rule which every one of us must be aware of, so that inshallah the way of guidance will be clear for every one of us. We will start now by reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim from Surah number 16. Verse number 9. Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse number 9. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us recite now from Surah As-Sajda, Surah number 32, verse number, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 13. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو شئنا لآتينا كل نفس هداها. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This means that, and if we had willed, surely we would have given every person his guidance. This means that it is up to Allah's will. If Allah had willed, surely Allah can give every person his guidance. We will recite now again from Surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 35. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walau shaa Allahu la jama'ahum 'ala al-huda. Fala takunanna min al-jahilin. And had Allah willed, He could have gathered them together on true guidance. And had Allah willed, He could have gathered them together on all on true guidance. And also we will recite from the same Surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 107. Had Allah willed, they would not have taken others beside Him in worship. And we have not made you a watcher over them, nor are you a wakil, disposer of affairs, guardian or trustee over them. So from all these verses of the Holy Quran, There is a message. The message is that Allah has the will to force all the people to be guided to the right path. But Allah doesn't will this matter. That is to say, Allah doesn't will to force the people to have guidance. Instead, Allah's will is that man has free will regarding choosing his path in this life. That is to say, to believe or not to believe, to follow the right path or to follow the wrong path, to have guidance as a value or to forget about guidance. Regarding this fact, it is related to the man's free choice. So guidance is related basically and step one to the man's free choice. That is to say, the way of guidance is, number one, the believers start by accepting guidance. That is to say, as a human being, I am a believer, I want to be guided. I look for guidance. I want to see the way for guidance. This is the most important first step regarding having guidance. That is to say, the man's free choice to have guidance and to look for guidance. Then Allah rewards those believers whom they are looking for guidance by increasing this guidance so that they don't deviate from the right path. That Allah the Almighty further gives them an even more profound reward as He causes them to grow in the quality of Allah's fearing. That is to say, to have the taqwa, Allah's fearing. So in conclusion and in summary, if you want to be guided, if you want to know the way of guidance, it is your free choice. Number one, you must start by accepting guidance. You must start by having interest in guidance, looking for guidance, searching for guidance. Then Allah the Almighty will open for you many ways for guidance, because you prove to Allah that by choice you want to be guided. You want to believe, you want to follow the right path, you want to obey the commands. At that point, it will be Allah's mercy and Allah's help and Allah's will to open for you all the gates of guidance. And the opposite is also correct. If you are not interested in guidance, if you are not ready to accept the guidance, Allah will open for you a lot of ways to take you away from guidance, because it was your choice, your free choice, that I don't want to be guided, I am not interested. No problem. Islam is the religion of free choice regarding guidance, regarding the path to follow in this worldly life. Accordingly, it is your responsibility regarding yourself to choose to be guided or to choose guidance, so that inshallah Allah will make it easy for you to live the way of guidance and to follow the right path. But if you want to actually mislead yourself, it will be your responsibility on the day of judgment, that Allah the Almighty will open for you the wrong path, and it will make it easy for you, because from the start you were the one who chose not to be guided. Let us recite now from the Holy Quran the verses which you will teach us this fact, so that we will be actually learning this important fact regarding the relation between Allah's will and guidance, and we will know our responsibility towards ourselves, so that inshallah we will be from those whom they accept the guidance, and inshallah Allah will make it easy for them to follow the right path. We will recite now inshallah from surah number 64. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة التغابن. We will recite inshallah verse number 11. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه والله بكل شيء عليم. And whosoever believes in Allah, Allah guides his heart to the true faith with certainty, This means that Allah will open for him the gates of, actually the gates of guidance. So from this verse Allah said that whosoever believes in Allah, this means that as a believer you choose to believe in Allah, accordingly Allah will guide your heart to the true faith with certainty. So you must know that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the first step is actually related to your choice. You choose to believe, you choose to accept the guidance, you choose to actually obey the commands of Allah, then Allah will open for you, inshallah, the way for the true faith with certainty. We will learn the same meaning from Surah number 47, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة محمد. We will recite from Surah number 47, verse number 17. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين اهتدوا زادهم هدى وآتاهم تقواهم. As for those who accept guidance, Allah increases their guidance and bestows on them their piety. Accordingly, the meaning is that, and the rule is that, number one, you have the responsibility to choose and to accept guidance, then Allah the Almighty, out of His will, He will increase your guidance and He will bestow on you the piety. So it is your responsibility regarding your life, regarding your final destination, to be the one to accept guidance basically, then Allah will increase your guidance. We will learn from Surah number 18, Surah Al-Kahf, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, about the same meaning and the same actually fact. I am actually reciting many verses of the Holy Quran regarding this fact so that it will be clear in the mind of every one of us. Because many of us are saying we want to be guided, but the ways to guidance are closed for us. Actually, if you are sincere regarding accepting guidance, be sure that Allah will open for you the gates for guidance and He will increase your guidance. But so long you feel that the gates for guidance are closed for you, this means that you didn't choose guidance and you didn't accept guidance in reality. You are just saying words, but Allah the one who knows our intentions, and He knows what is in the depths of our hearts. Allah knows your reality, and if you are actually accepting guidance, be sure that He will open for you the ways. If they are closed, it is your problem, it is your intention. Revise your intention and have a new intention that, O Allah, in reality, with sincerity, I am accepting guidance, and at that point, inshallah, Allah will open for you the gates of guidance and Allah will increase your guidance. We will recite now from Surah number 18, verse number 13 and 14. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. We will recite just verse number 13, and this is actually about the story of the people of the cave, and Allah the Almighty is saying to Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, we narrate unto you their story with truth. Truly, they were young men who believed in the Lord, and we increased them in guidance. Allah is clarifying that those, the people of the cave, whom they were young men, they started by believing in the Lord. Accordingly, Allah increased them in guidance. So this is the rule of guidance in regarding to Allah's will. Number one, you choose guidance, you choose the belief, you choose the faith, you choose the obedience to Allah, and then Allah will increases you in your guidance. We will recite again from Surah number 20, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة طه verse number 123 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن اتبع هداي فلا يضل ولا يشقى and then if there comes to you guidance from your Lord then whoever follows Allah's guidance he shall neither go astray nor shall be distressed. This is actually the reward of guidance from Allah the Almighty to the believers whom they are accepting guidance. When you follow the guidance of Allah, Allah the Almighty will make you that you will never go astray nor you will be distressed. So again and again, sister, it is the responsibility of every one of us that the most important step regarding receiving Allah's guidance is your own will to choose guidance and to accept guidance. Then Allah will open for you the ways of guidance. So the question is, what is the motivation for man to choose guidance? The motivation for man to choose guidance is, number one, to learn the blessings of guidance which we just mentioned regarding the worldly life and the hereafter. The second motivation for man to choose guidance is to learn that guidance is the most important trust which every Muslim must fulfill towards himself. We must learn, sisters, that we have responsibilities and we have trusts regarding ourselves and regarding all the people around us according to the rules of the Holy Quran. But the most important trust for every man is the trust of himself, that is to say, the trust of guiding yourself to the right path and accepting guidance. This is a fact which every Muslim must be aware of, because this is the fact regarding our responsibilities towards ourselves, and actually it is mentioned in the Holy Quran. We will recite now, insha'Allah, from Surah number 4, verse number 58, in order to know about the trusts of man in this worldly life and the most important trust, so that insha'Allah we will be aware about these facts. These facts actually are a must for every believer to learn, because this is actually how you can live your worldly life according to the right path. When you know your responsibilities in the worldly life, when you know your responsibility towards yourself, towards your parents, towards your husband, towards your kids, towards the other Muslims, towards the whole humanity, you have a responsibility towards humanity to have good relation with every human being, because we are all human beings and we must have good relation with each other. We must respect each other and we must respect the freedom of choice for every other, so that inshallah we can live this worldly life according to the rules of the Holy Quran. Let us now recite from Surah number 4, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة النساء verse number 58 in order inshallah to learn about the trusts in this worldly life and to know that your trust towards yourself is to accept guidance and to follow the right path, so that inshallah Allah will increase your guidance. We will recite now from Surah number 4 verse number 58. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِظُكُم بِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Verily Allah commands that you should render back the trust to those to whom they are due, and that when you judge between men, you judge with justice. Verily, how excellent is the teaching which Allah gives you. Truly Allah is ever all hearer, all seer. So actually, this is the command of Allah regarding rendering back the trust to whom they are due. And the most important trust in this worldly life is the trust, your trust for regarding yourself. This is the most important trust. That is to say, the trust to choose to acquire the knowledge leading to Allah, to learn Allah's law, to accept guidance. It is man alone who has this trust to be fulfilled. And actually, if you fulfill your trust towards yourself and you choose guidance, inshallah, from that trust you will actually follow all the rules of Allah regarding the rest of the trusts in your life, and you will be all the time the true believer who is fulfilling his trusts to all the people around him according to the rules of Allah. And inshallah, this is the way to the happiness in this life and in the hereafter. In conclusion, the lessons of today are: number one, guidance is the greatest blessings in this life. Number two, the greatest dua or supplication in the Holy Quran is in Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah number 1, verse chapter number 1, verse number 6, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. That guide us to the right path. Number three, the third lesson is that Allah grants guidance to the believer who chooses guidance as a way of life. So it is your responsibility towards yourself regarding its happiness in this life and in the hereafter. You can choose guidance as a way of life, that is to say the right path which will lead you to the real happiness in this life and in the hereafter. Or you can reject guidance as a way of life, and instead you follow the wrong path, that is to say you will ignore all Allah's rules in this life, and actually you deserve to be the real loser in this life and in the hereafter. Inshallah, next week we will continue to learn about the importance of guidance, and we will learn inshallah about the fact that none can guide you except Allah the Almighty. No human being has any rule regarding guidance. We will learn from the life of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, a very important story which will clarify to every one of us that we must, all of us, try our best to accept the guidance, so that inshallah Allah will increase our guidance, and inshallah we will live our life according to the rules of Allah. We are the one following the right path, and we are the winners in this life and in the hereafter. And let us inshallah make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen.